This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street, or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is the voice within for another week.
So, how is everybody this week? Now, this is a weekly energy forecast for the supermoon week of September the 25th to October the 1st. And it comes from Diego E. Berman. Dear friends, welcome to yet another intense week, energetically speaking. As the equinox energies slowly continue readjusting our hearts and minds for the new season, we are moving this week into the energy of the last supermoon of the year. The first few days of a new season can be challenging as we transition into a new energetic patterns. We're all undergoing inner and outer shifts, shedding partially or fully an old skin and bringing to surface a new facet of our inner light. Some physical symptoms, such as a sense of uncertainty, lack of focus and fatigue, may still linger around this week. Please listen to your body, rest and reset your daily priorities. On top of this seasonal transition, the energies of the super full moon taking place on Friday, September the 29th, are slowly beginning to influence our fields. This last super full moon of the year will be pushing deeper into our subconscious and bringing to surface personal issues that need to be finally released. This supermoon in the fiery sign of Aries will give us the impetus to carve out our own path, to seize the day, and to leap forward confidently and courageously. As with every supermoon, expect the moon to look bigger and brighter than usual this week. This week will be a conducive time for embracing change and letting go of what no longer serves us. By the end of the week, we're also shifting into the energies of the month of October, bringing with it two very powerful events, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. So fasten your seatbelts, friends. We are getting ready for an intense season of change and transformation, individually and collectively, as we approach the end of the year. May you have a wonderful super full moon week. Try focusing your energy on releasing what has expired and reaching outward into expansion and new growth. Stay tuned for more updates as the supermoon energies roll on. Much love. We are one.
May I walk in peace. loving kindness. May I walk, may I walk,
may I walk
in peace,
in peace.
May I walk,
may I walk
in peace,
in peace.
May I walk,
may I walk,
may I
walk, may I walk,
may I
walk,
may I
walk,
may I
walk
in peace,
may I
walk. May I walk
in peace,
in peace now.
May you walk,
always walk
in peace,
in peace.
May we walk,
may we walk.
That's a Navajo prayer by Karen Drucker. May we live in peace. So, as I said, how have you been feeling? Because there's another message from Diego E. Berman. The incoming solar winds, geomagnetic storm watch. Dear friends, as we are in this equinox weekend, a strong and sudden burst of incoming solar wind particles has been detected by ACE. That's NASA's Advanced Composition Explorer, ACE. Those of you who are energetic sensitive may be experiencing some physical adjustments and symptoms. Today, and during the next few days, you may be experiencing headaches and dizziness, lack of focus and concentration, visual and hearing issues, increased or reduced body heat, allergies and skin issues, digestive issues, joints and random body pains, jaw and neck tension, altered sleep patterns and waves of fatigue, changes in energy levels and sugar levels. Please listen to your body and rest as needed. We are entering an energetically intense week with the supermoon in fiery Aries taking place on Friday. As we discussed a few days ago, September has been quite an increase in solar activity, which correlates with an accelerated process of energetic transmutation within ourselves. Our head chakra and digestive centres are working non-stop to assimilate and digest those energetic changes and assisting in the process of clearing and purging old stagnant limited patterns. Be patient with yourself in the coming days. Much love. We are one. And that's Diego E. Berman.
That's Gaia of Wisdom from Gary Weems. Now, Patricia Coda Robles is saying that there's a new solar healing visualization.
Hi, precious heart. The emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation has been building in momentum since it was anchored within the heart of Mother Earth through the portal in Tucson, Arizona, in 1983. At that time, our Father Mother God said this sacred fire is a fifth dimensional frequency of healing, and it is the most powerful frequency of healing that humanity is capable of withstanding in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional carbon-based bodies. For four decades, this healing flame has been greatly assisting the I Am presence of every person with the divine alchemy that is gradually transfiguring our carbon-based earthly bodies into fifth-dimensional crystalline-based light bodies. Now that Mother Earth has ascended into the initial frequencies of her new solar reality, this sacred emerald green and violet flame has also ascended into a brand new solar frequency of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Today, the legions of healing throughout infinity will join with us in an activity of light that will allow our I Am presence to utilize this sacred fire for our individual and collective healing. This will be accomplished the maximum that cosmic law will allow, in alignment with our divine plans and God's divine will. If you have the heart called to participate, please join us now. And we begin. This healing activity is stated in the first person so that every person's I Am presence will deliberately participate on a conscious level. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my spine as straight as possible and my arms and legs uncrossed, making me an open conduit for this activity of healing light. My I Am presence, my silent watcher, and my fifth dimensional body elemental now take command of my earthly bodies and this powerful healing process. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am also one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. The healing I am invoking for myself this day, I am also invoking on behalf of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. This activity of healing is being God victoriously accomplished through each person's I Am presence in perfect alignment with each one's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. With every in-breath I take, my Father, Mother, God, now breathe into my breath from the very core of creation, brand new solar frequencies of the fifth dimensional emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. With my every out-breath, this sacred emerald green and violet flame flows through the mighty transformer formed by the unified heart flames of the light workers gathered here into the center of the earth, where it is secured in the newly ascended solar heart flame of Mother Earth. Once Mother Earth assimilates this sacred fire of solar healing, she joyously breathes it out through her fifth dimensional crystalline grid system of comprehensive divine love. This exquisite healing light blesses all life evolving on this sweet earth. In deep gratitude, every particle and wave of life on this planet begins to experience with wonder and awe this brand new solar frequency of healing. I continue focusing on my holy breath, and I clearly see that with every breath, I am magnetizing into my heart flame and projecting into the heart flame of Mother Earth higher and higher solar frequencies of the emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Every person's I Am presence is now standing in readiness to participate in the maximum healing that cosmic law will allow within our earthly bodies. Under the guidance of my I Am presence, my silent watcher, and my fifth dimensional body elemental, the emerald green and violet flame of healing begins to permeate every facet of my earthly bodies. This sacred fire penetrates into the core of purity in every electron of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in preparation for this life-transforming divine healing that will now take place in these vehicles. With deep concentration, I visualize the emerald green and violet flame of solar healing as my I Am presence, my silent watcher, and my fifth dimensional body elemental now command this sacred fire to heal, cleanse, rejuvenate, restore, renew, resurrect, and transfigure the various systems in my body temple. My healing process begins as the emerald green and violet flame expands through my physical brain structure, my spinal cord, my nervous system, my chakra system, and my corresponding meridians and acupuncture points. This healing flame instantaneously removes every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind in these systems. As this occurs, my conscious awareness is rising to a higher level. This is increasing my ability to think, to comprehend, and to use my creative faculties of thought to co-create the infinite perfection of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar new earth. Next, the healing flame flows into my eyes, instantaneously removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. This healing flame is restoring my eyes to perfect sight, allowing me to see with new eyes and to recognize truth and perfection in all life. The emerald green and violet flame now flows into my ears, instantaneously removing every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind. My ears are restored to perfect hearing, allowing me to hear with new ears the intuitive inner voice of my I Am Presence and the music of the spheres. This healing flame now flows into my nostrils, sinuses, respiratory system, lungs, larynx, vocal cords, trachea, bronchial tubes, and every function of my voice and breathing apparatus. Instantaneously, every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind is removed. My breathing is enhanced, and I am able to breathe the maximum frequency of God's prana and life force with every single newly balanced and elevated holy breath I take. I am now blessed with the breath of the Holy Spirit, and I am empowered to speak with the tongues of angels. Next, the emerald green and violet flame flows into my mouth, teeth, gums, tongue, esophagus, stomach, liver, gallbladder, small intestines, ileocecal valve, large intestines, appendix, colon, kidneys, bladder, and every aspect of my digestive and elimination systems. Instantaneously, every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind is removed. The healing flame is restoring all of these aspects of my digestive and elimination systems to vibrant health, thus allowing me to purify my body and to assimilate my food and beverages perfectly. Now, the healing flame flows into my spiritual brain centers, my pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of my brain. The emerald green and violet flame now flows into the remainder of my endocrine system, my thyroid, thymus, pancreas, spleen, adrenal glands, gonads, and all of the other glands associated with this ductless system. Instantaneously, every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind is removed, and all of these aspects of my endocrine system are restored to perfect balance and function. The healing flame now flows through the various facets of my circulatory system. First, it flows through my lymph nodes and lymphatic fluid. Then, into the muscle of my heart. And through the chambers, valves, veins, arteries, and capillaries. The emerald green and violet flame now flows through my red and white blood cells and my bone marrow. Instantaneously, every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind is removed from my circulatory system. This is increasing my ability to feel and to use my creative faculties of feeling in heart-based ways that express divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life. Now, the emerald green and violet flame of healing flows into my reproductive system, my female or male organs. Instantaneously, every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind is removed. The healing flame restores every aspect of my reproductive system to its perfect function for this stage in my life. This allows me to hold the sacred space, either for myself or for anyone else who is destined to bring in the children of the new earth. This healing flame is creating a chalice of light in every mother and father, a holy grail through which these precious children will be born. The transfigured reproductive systems in every parent will enable the I Am presence of the incoming children to create perfect vehicles through which they will assist in co-creating the solar new earth. Next, the healing flame flows into my skeletal and muscular systems. My bones, muscles, joints, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, fat cells, and connective tissue. Instantaneously, every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind is removed. The emerald green and violet flame of healing restores every aspect of these systems, empowering me with strength, vitality, and eternal youth. Now, this healing flame flows through my skin, hair, nails, and every remaining facet of my physical body. Instantaneously, every trace of disease or imbalance of any kind is removed. As this healing flame
purges every remaining trace of contamination or disease in my earthly bodies. My I Am Presence is able to greatly accelerate my transfiguration into the immaculate concept of my fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies of vibrant health, eternal youth, radiant beauty, and infinite perfection. Now, with the new solar emerald green and violet flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, pulsating in every electron of my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of all humanity, I ask my Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light associated with this sacred fire to blaze it through the entire elemental kingdom and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Mother Earth. I know and accept that this healing activity of the emerald green and violet flame is being God victoriously accomplished with every breath I take. The divine solar templates for the fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth have now been formed and will be amplified every single day with every breath I take by my Father, Mother, God through Mother Earth's fifth dimensional crystalline solar grid of comprehensive divine love. For this, I am eternally grateful. And so it is, beloved, I am that I am. Thank you.
Jeffrey Clarkson and Trusting the Way, that's off the One in the Field album. Now, Patricia Carter Robles is saying there's been divine intervention for humanity and Mother Earth.
Hi, Precious Heart. As we continue daily and hourly to assimilate the incredible light flowing in through and around every particle and wave of life on this sweet earth, we are being lifted into higher and higher levels of consciousness. This is allowing us to comprehend the sacred knowledge now being released by the newly activated latent abilities in our fifth dimensional strands of DNA at a deeper level. Today, our Father, Mother, God are going to amplify an activity of light they have blessed us with that will enhance our ability to comprehend this profound truth even more. If you have the heart called to participate in this opportunity, please join with me and lightworkers around the world now. And we begin.
Daily and hourly, we are being provided with opportunities to comprehend at a deeper level just what is occurring for Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her as we assimilate our new solar reality. At this time, we are being called to pay attention and to be a peace-commanding presence as we move through our life experiences day by day. You and I and the rest of awakening humanity have been instrumental in co-creating this glorious facet of Mother Earth's ascension process. We accomplished this mighty feat in unison with our Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity. It has not been easy, but we knew exactly what would be involved, and we volunteered to embody on Earth during this auspicious time anyway. We were willing to endure every challenge and difficult experience because eons ago, our I Am presence showed us the divine potential we had of actually co-creating a heart-based new earth that would reflect oneness and reverence for all life. This sacred knowledge confirmed our inner knowing that one day the lessons of separation and duality would come to an end, and every man, woman, and child would reclaim our full divine potential as beloved sons and daughters of God, which is our destiny. Now, on this sacred and holy day, our Father, Mother, God have given us an activity of light that will help humanity in mass to comprehend the sacred knowledge being revealed to each of us intuitively within our heart flame. This divine intervention will also help humanity in mass to far more gently assimilate the new solar frequencies that Mother Earth is now abiding in. As you respond to this opportunity in alignment with your heart's call, please join with me and lightworkers around the world for this powerful activity of light. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one unified consciousness of pure divine love, we begin. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God. My fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies are pulsating within the flame of the immaculate concept that is blazing in the crystalline lotus blossom in the newly ascended heart of Mother Earth. My I Am Presence is also one with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Collectively, our I Am Presences have merged into one I Am Presence, which is cradling Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her within the divinity of our unified heart flame. My individual I Am Presence now expands and expands into a luminous being of light that is holding my crystalline solar light bodies, Mother Earth, and the collective I Am Presence of all humanity within its immortal, victorious, threefold heart flame. Now, the heart flame in my fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies in the heart of Mother Earth, and the unified heart flame of all humanity in our collective I Am Presence, and the greatly expanded heart flame in my luminous I Am Presence, all three merge into one glorious, immortal, victorious threefold flame. His sacred fire is enveloping Mother Earth and becoming more and more powerful with every breath I take. From this moment forth, with my every in-breath and out-breath, His Trinity of God's infinite light is amplifying the fifth dimensional crystalline solar frequencies of light that Mother Earth is now abiding in. My Father, Mother, God have assured me that humanity's newly elevated and balanced holy breath is the sacred substance that will sustain Mother Earth in the frequencies of her new solar reality. Now, in oneness with the I Am Presence of every person on Earth and the entire company of heaven, I secure the following activity of light in Mother Earth's newly ascended fifth dimensional crystalline solar grid of comprehensive divine love, as I decree. I am the cup, the Holy Grail, through which the light of God now flows to bless every particle and wave of life evolving on this precious planet. I am my I Am Presence, and I now invoke my Father, Mother, God to breathe their infinite light through the divine trinity of my newly merged, immortal, victorious, threefold flame. Beloved ones, now project this infinite light into Mother Earth's ascended fifth-dimensional crystalline solar grid of comprehensive divine love. As this exquisite light blazes through Mother Earth's crystalline solar grid of divine love, it bathes the Earth and amplifies every person's light work 1,000-fold. This unfathomable influx of my Father, Mother, God's infinite light raises every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth into a higher order of being. As this wondrous light is anchored through the divinity of humanity's newly merged heart flame, it becomes a PowerPoint of comprehensive divine love and oneness, unifying the consciousness of the entire company of heaven, the masses of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth with the divine heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Now, through humanity's unified consciousness, the I Am presence of every person serves as a catalyst to inspire the divine intelligence within our new record keeper crystals in Mother Earth's fifth dimensional crystalline solar grid of comprehensive divine love to release through our intuitive inner knowing, the sacred knowledge, and the specific details of Earth's new contingency plan. Through humanity's unified heart call, this sacred knowledge begins to flow into the mental and emotional strata of Mother Earth. As this occurs, this profound truth begins to register intuitively in the hearts and minds of awakening humanity. It also begins to register within the mass consciousness of humanity. With this influx of divine truth, humanity in mass begins to reclaim our divine birthright as instruments of God, and we become love in action. The I Am presence within every person volunteers to be the open door for these resplendent patterns of divine love and truth. Humanity is now the cause of these new fifth dimensional solar frequencies of God's comprehensive divine love and truth that are being permanently established on Earth now. Together, we are setting in place the basic spiritual forces of this fifth dimensional, comprehensive divine love and truth through which Mother Earth and all her life will continue to ascend into greater and greater expressions of fifth dimensional crystalline solar perfection of the new Earth. With the gift of this living, breathing activity of light, which all life on Earth has been blessed with this day, all of humanity now has the ability to intuitively comprehend the sacred knowledge and the profound truth pulsating within Mother Earth's new contingency plan that is flowing into the mental and emotional strata from the fifth dimensional record keeper crystals that have been placed in Mother Earth's crystal grid system by the mighty Elohim. with infinite humility and gratitude, we accept and know that this divine intervention from our Father, Mother, God has been victoriously accomplished here and now, even as we call. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am that I am.
That's Creation from Sylvia Nakash. Now, Patricia Cota Robles is talking about the consecration of my earthly bodies by the cosmic I Am.
Hi, Precious Heart. Dear one, today I would like to share with you a sacred gift that our Father, Mother, God blessed us with at the 37th Annual World Congress on Illumination. The activities of light that take place during that global gathering are always encoded within the eternal moment of now. That means that no matter when a person experiences these gifts from on high, they receive the same benefits as if they participated live when the gifts were presented for the very first time. If you have the heart call to participate in this opportunity, please join with me and lightworkers around the world. And we begin.
Beloved Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart, I was breathed into being as a divinely conscious child of God. And into your loving heart one day, when my learning experiences on earth are complete, I shall return as my I Am presence, grown to full stature. I thank you for the privilege of having life and for having a physical embodiment during this cosmic moment on earth, when the sons and daughters of God who fell from grace eons ago will at long last co-create the experience of ascending into our full divine potential as sons and daughters of God on the fifth dimensional crystalline solar new earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, thank you for allowing me and all of humanity to serve as instruments of God during this auspicious moment when our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, is reclaiming her rightful place of comprehensive divine love in every person's heart flame. I am deeply grateful to individually and collectively serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. I now offer the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail through which the light of God will flow this sacred and holy day to ensure that every person on earth will victoriously return to unity consciousness through his or her own endeavors. Through the grace of my Mother God's comprehensive divine love and my Father God's divine will and power, I am now reclaiming my full divine potential as a divinely conscious child of God. Beloved Father, Mother God, as I awaken into the enlightened state of unity consciousness, invest me with the power and love to magnetize and radiate forth with every thought, feeling, word, action, belief, and memory the divinity of my I Am presence and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I accept and know that as I awaken into unity consciousness, I am able to perpetually add to the light of the world. What I decree this day, I decree on behalf of every person on this planet the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth, in perfect alignment with each one's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. With this knowing, I command, through the presence of God, I am. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God. With every breath I take, I am breathing the highest, balanced, and elevated prana and life force that I am capable of receiving. This holy breath is empowering all of humanity to clearly hear the inner voice of our I Am presence and the intuitive inner guidance from our Father, Mother, God. From this sacred space of listening grace, I now hear my Father, Mother, God speaking in the deepest recesses of my heart flame. And I listen. The divine words reverberating in my heart flame remind me that I am an instrument of God, and that I have come to earth during this critical moment to be the heart, head, and hands of God in the physical world of form. As I listen to these words, I remember. This remembrance stirs within me the inner knowing that I have been preparing for eons of time for my divine mission during this cosmic moment. Deep within the recesses of my heart, I know that I have all of the wisdom, strength, skill, knowledge, talent, and ability I need to succeed in fulfilling my mission, God victoriously. And I have the courage to act now. Suddenly, I hear the voice of God calling me to a higher octave of divine service. I respond with willingness and enthusiasm. The voice of God reveals to me that due to the need of the hour, a contingency plan for Earth has been set into motion, and my assistance is acutely needed in order for the plan to succeed. I joyously agree to serve in whatever capacity I am needed. The voice of God speaking within my heart flame reveals that the time is short and that I am needed as a surrogate in this unprecedented divine plan to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of all of humanity. In deep humility and compassion, I volunteer. I take a deep breath, and I feel myself spiraling up a scintillating shaft of light. In an instant, I realize I am standing in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. In this wondrous place, I begin to hear the heartbeat of my Father, Mother God. As I assimilate this multidimensional experience with wonder and awe, the light of a thousand suns seems to be radiating through my heart flame. Exquisite colors, fragrances, musical tones, and frequencies of vibration beyond anything I have ever experienced begin to permeate my being. This wondrous light enters the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my earthly bodies, and all of the spaces in between these particles. I realize that my earthly bodies are being consecrated by my Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I feel a slight pressure on the top of my head, and I intuitively hear the voice of my Father, Mother, God, issuing a divine edict within my heart flame. We are your Father, Mother, God, and with this sacred fire from the core of creation, we now consecrate your earthly body. We consecrate your mind to be one with the divine mind of God. We consecrate your eyes to perceive the truth and to recognize perfection in all things. We consecrate your ears to hear the still small voice of God within your heart for guidance and illumination. This will allow you to truly listen and to respond with love to all those who communicate with you. We consecrate your lips to express only truth and to communicate clearly, openly, and honestly whenever you speak. We consecrate your nostrils to breathe in the perfectly balanced holy breath of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. This elevated holy breath will now revitalize, rejuvenate, restore, renew, and resurrect your earthly bodies with every breath you take. We now consecrate your heart to be the open door through which our comprehensive divine love and limitless abundance will now flow to bless all life. We consecrate your hands to bless and heal all that you touch. We consecrate your feet so that as you continue your earthly sojourn, you will walk the path of light and love as you fulfill your divine plan. You will reach your highest divine potential as a beloved son or daughter of God. Now, as your Father, Mother, God, we affirm that this consecration of your earthly bodies by sacred fire has been victoriously fulfilled for every man, woman, and child on earth in perfect alignment with each one's highest good. And so it is. Beloved Father, Mother, God, in deep humility, on behalf of myself and all of humanity, I express my greatest love and gratitude in appreciation for this awesome gift of light. Allow me to be the open door for the light of God and a force of oneness and reverence for all life. Magnetize into my sphere of influence every person, place, condition, or thing that I can assist in any way with your infinite light. Give me the divine opportunity to love all life on this sweet earth free. I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. And I am grateful. I am God's infinite light in action on earth. And so it is, beloved. I am that I am.
So, what's on our infinity this week? Tonight we have meditation, so you can come along and have a meditate. Tomorrow, on Friday, we're having another drum making session. If you want to make a Native American drum, just give us a call. And then coming up next week, you have the opportunity to go and watch the film Rivers of Freedom, which is all about the occupation of Parliament last year. That's on at the Lido Cinema 3 days next week. I am Barry, it's been the Voice Within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May your God go with you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.